Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's honor. It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get time!
Welcome to another Parents Coaching Pad Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, M.A. Scott. Sorry for the late delay there, family and friends, but we are currently on the road right now. But I'm going to tell you, we had an exciting week. Since our last show, we've been involved in some things, helping out the young folks here in our community, and I'm going to talk about that later on in the show. But right now, I'd like to tell you what we're going to talk about this evening, give you a chance to get to your pen and paper and pad and whatever else you need there, because we're going to talk about initial eligibility. Initial eligibility. All right, I'm going to talk for a while there, parents, because like I said, I'm currently on the road. But we're going to talk about the initial eligibility this evening. And of course, if you want to give us a call, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. I'll say it again, 646-929-2416. And we're going to be on the air this evening talking about initial eligibility. But before I get a chance to get to that initial eligibility conversation piece, and hopefully got some questions from some of our folks this evening, over the weekend, on the 4th of December, had the pleasure to attend the first string virtual recruiting football program out at the sports complex. Should I say, out at the field house in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Okay, it was an outstanding event. Had quite a few young men out there, and they were showing off their skills and talents. And what I mean by showing off their skills and talents, you had some prime time athletes out there. If I don't get a chance to give you some information on this show, I'll definitely have some for the next show, some of the names. Call off and see some of these young men are familiar with your area as you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Parents Coach and Parent Network, all right? But some of these young men I know for sure are probably going to be easily going into a nice football program here in the near future, without a doubt. You know, I had a chance to observe these young men. I took them through a series of drills. But even before we got to all that part, it was well-organized, well-managed, well-put-together program. And before we got to all that part, the coach had a number of great speakers come up and talk to the young men about some realities and some facts of life. Everything from their health and fitness all the way through to their futures and their passions and their dreams and their hopes, you know. So there was a very exciting and memorable moment taking place out at this event. This event, although it was the first, I'm quite sure that Coach Strangfield will be having this event again. I'm not sure if he'll run it again in the spring, or whether or not he'll wait and run another one next fall. But it is definitely a live. It was being streamed live, so you had a chance to watch a young man work out live on the internet from the First String website. Again, if you have any questions, Frank, give us a call at 646-929-2416. You know, some of the young men out there, they look like they have some promising Division I and possibly Division II looks out there. You know, they should have a promising Division I, Division II career. and you know, like I tell parents all the time, you know, your athlete don't necessarily all have to try to pile into the little bitty Division I schools that's out there. There are schools out there, Division II schools and Division III schools and junior colleges out there that are more than welcome to accept your young man or young woman into their program. You know, like I shared with the parents at the first string combine, that the NCAA gives out $1.5 billion each year in athletic scholarships. They give out that information to the institutions. The institutions, in turn, give it out to the student athletes. So the money is out there. It's whether or not our athletes want to get out there and put in the work, parents, you helping them put in the time and effort to do what they need to do to get to be, get to the stage of being recruited, and we can help you do that here at the Parents Coaching Parent Network. But if you do put that time in, trust me, you put that time in and you're sincere about it, there's a very strong possibility you will get a decent look at being recruited, okay? I can't guarantee anything because I don't hold that power, but I would definitely say you have the best opportunity that you have out, that you can have out there to get to being, get to the stage of being recruited. Again, the football combine out at the Virginia Beach Fieldhouse was an excellent event. I had a chance to speak to the young men, and we spoke about athletic scholarships. We talked about the difference between an athletic scholarship and simply a letter of intent. We talked about the number of athletic scholarships that are given out each year. We talked about the same thing that we address from time to time on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. Do you choose the school or do you choose the coach? Let's think about that for a minute. Do you choose the school or do you choose the coach? Okay, that's a whole other show. We could talk about that for days as well there, parents. But my opinion, again, you're choosing the best possible situation for your student-athlete. The best possible situation for your student-athlete. You can't be messing around with this here. This isn't something that you can just flip a coin and one minute you're trying to do this, one next minute you're trying to do that. You know, we talked about the scholarship process. We talked about whether or not that information will be available for you later on down the line. And if you choose to sign that letter of intent, which that's optional, if you choose to sign that letter of intent, will that be the school that you'll end up at? So we had a chance to talk about all these great things. And trust me, I hope that these young men walked away with a little bit of information from the Parents Coaching Parents Network. Of course, I left a little, left each one of them with a little something, and information, and of course, contact information if they want to follow up and employ the Parents Coaching Parents Network to assist them in their recruiting process. You know, and I'm not out here trying to jump on the bandwagon, be anybody's agent, do anything like that. There's other agencies out there and other programs out there that are more in tune and more focused on helping out our young men and women. You know, like my family from Texas, great state of Texas, and the folks out of Ohio, Al Woods and Company, and a man down in Mississippi. There's also a few others out there that's also doing other great things for our student athletes. But here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network, we're trying to just simply establish a nice strong support base for parents of student athletes. You know, here soon we're going to have a group come on with us by the name of MOCA, Mothers of College Athletes. And gentlemen, please do not think that that's excluding you from the process or relieving you of your duties and responsibilities. No, that's not the case. Mother of college athletes also include fathers of college athletes as well. So it is a joint venture, okay? So don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. But going on to what I was talking about previously, we not only had the opportunity to attend First String Virtual Combine, which was streamed live on the internet. If you get a chance, check it out. www.firststring.com. Also on Sunday, December 5th, we had the opportunity to hold our second annual Parents Coaching Parents Network second annual Celebration of Athletes. Celebration of Athletes started probably roughly about, about 2:30 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. It was a great event. It went for the next 2 hours. And for the next 2 hours, we shared thoughts, ideals, gifts, and games with the parents and student athletes of the Hampton Roads area. Okay? We had a number of parents out there as well as their student athletes, and we talked about a whole lot of good things. We talked about the usual stuff that we talked about on the Parents Coach Parent Network, as well as share some ideas, concepts, thoughts, and just a little brain food for our student athletes that attended as well. We had the opportunity to view some highlights from a last year's, I don't know if any of you remember out there, the Parents Coach Parent Network, our friends and family that's currently listening. We also had a chance to share some highlights from the Tony Dungy's Red Zone 09 video where he talked to a number of his defensive players when he was coaching the Colts. And during that time period, he talked to two fine young men that talked about they only being roughly about 4'8", 4'9". And I used that to stress the point to all the young men that was right there at the Celebration of Athletes, to stress the point, it doesn't make a difference about your size. If you have that determination, you have that drive, motivation, guts, and willpower, you can do it. The Parents Coach Parents Network will be here all the way with you to support you. You know, and like I was trying to explain to the young men, it's all about the attitude. The attitude. That's all it is. It's the attitude. And the attitude, think about the attitude of the lion. The lion is, I have been identified as the king of the jungle. Why is he identified as the king of the jungle? As the king of the jungle? It's his attitude. The lion is not the biggest animal in the jungle. He's not the smartest animal in the jungle. He's not the quickest animal in the jungle. But just simply due to his attitude, he is considered the king of the jungle. Why? Because his attitude tells him he is the king of the jungle. But I can go on and on all day with that one. You know, next thing you know, gentleman brought to my attention the other day, don't start preaching on me. I'm not trying to preach. I'm just trying to teach. Just trying to share a little something with the family of the Parents Coaching Parent Network. All right? Again, if you want to call in, you can probably give us a call here in the next 5 or 10 minutes. We're on our venture down the road. But you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. You know, the next thing that we had an opportunity to do, like I said, at Celebration of Athletes, we talked about the overall program of the Parents Coach Parent Network and what the Parents Coach Parent Network does for the parents. Here in the Hampton Roads area, we do a series of workshops, and we gave an overview of our program and what our program was all about. Just a little something for the parents. Then at the same time, a little something for the student athletes. We went on from there to, like I said, highlight some parts off of the Red Zone 09 video and talk about attitude, personality, determination, drive, and how can you be the best possible student athlete that you can be. We went on from there to talk more about some things, but we did that in the form of a game. And parents, we introduced the game, the Parents Coaching Parents Network game of Jeopardy. Yes, we did the full Jeopardy run of the mill. You know, we had the questions. We had topics such as, did you know? topics such as eligibility center. We had topics as sliding scale. Topics on the line of grade point average, GPA. We had topics on marketing. We had topics on miscellaneous information. So we covered a nice round gamut of things. As a result, we got some good information out there, and parents enjoyed the game and had a good time. But all in all, you know, I seen a couple young men out there that I was waiting to see out there, and I'm glad they had the opportunity to attend, and I'm hoping that their parents got something out of it. And I've been waiting to see these young men show up because I know they have a promising and bright future ahead of them. So now that they've been exposed to some of the things that they've been missing in their career, now hopefully the Parent Coach Parent Network can be there to support them and guide them on the right path as they continue on their successful career, because I know they will have a very extremely successful career. So that's what we've had the opportunity to do over the last couple of days. And then followed up on Tuesday of this week, I had the opportunity to attend a game up at the University of Virginia where I watched them as they came off with another win. So currently they're holding a nice little record of 6-3. A young man up there by the name of Mike Scott. Oh, similar to my name, huh? Wow. Went on to get his fifth straight double-double. Fifth straight double-double. So that was a task in itself. And prior to that, he was also named ACC Player of the Week. So kudos to Big Mike up there, UVA, number 23. If you ever have a chance to check him out, he's number 23 for the University of Virginia. All right? I think their next game will be the 17th of December at John Paul Jones Arena. Following that game, they'll have one on the 20th of December, and then following that one, they'll have one on the 22nd of December. So if you get a chance to catch any one of them three, up there at John Paul Jones Arena, Charlottesville, Virginia. Check out number 23. And if you don't get a chance to check out 23, check out any other players on the team. They have a nice, fine cast of young men on that squad this year, and I think they're gonna be all right, contrary to popular belief and everybody's running them off as the underdogs. I think they'll be all right. But I had a chance to check that out as well. Next thing the Parents Coach and Parent Network will be doing, we'll be holding a series of workshops. We'll have probably one workshop this month, and then we'll try to run two during the month of January. During the month of January, we'll probably run two workshops during the month of January, and see if we can get this thing up and running, so that we can assist these parents in getting the best out of what they need to get the best out of, which is helping that student-athlete get to the next level with great success. Again, parents, this evening we're going to talk about the Eligibility Center. So, if you would oblige me, I'm going to give you an opportunity to get your pen, paper, pencil, and pad and all that kind of stuff together. And I'm going to temporarily log off the air, and I'll be back up on the air in about 15 minutes. As I look at current time now is about 9:34. You can catch me at 9:45. I'll be back up on the air. All right? That's not even 15 minutes. That's 11 minutes from now. I will be back up on the air, and we'll go through initial eligibility. So until then, Parent Coach and Parent Network, stand by.